September the 29th is the feast day of St. Gabriel, the patron saint of communications workers. He's our patron saint, and here at the radio, we throw a party. Gabriel, in fact, was the angel who announced the prophecy of the 70 weeks to Daniel in the Old Testament. It was he who appeared to Zachary to announce the birth of St. John the Baptist. And he was the one who announced to Mary that she would bear a son who would be conceived of the Holy Spirit. Yes, communications are important. And although Gabriel proved very effective in his special mission, today there's much keeping up a journalist or a producer has to do in our technologically driven world. To help do this, the Vatican has organized a forum to help large and small Catholic television stations around the world network and share resources. So from the 10th to the 12th of October, the Pontifical Council for Social Communications is sponsoring a World Congress of Catholic Television in Madrid. The president of that council, Archbishop John Foley, presented the program and said that the increasing number of television stations and audiovisual productions that promote the Church and the Gospel have prompted the Vatican to create a space for dialogue and networking for station managers, program producers, and journalists.
I think that the challenge for the Church in television today is to be present in the major television networks with news and with quality programming so that religion is not viewed as a peripheral interest of the human person but an essential aspect of the human person. The second thing is with the proliferation of possibilities. It is advisable for the Church to have also niche programming, you might say. And also, I would hope that there could be, through DVD production, a creative presence of the Church in quality programming that can be viewed at leisure by individuals in their homes. And I think that individuals with talent can also devote themselves to this true apostolate in the Church.
That reminded me so much of something Jim MacDonald said to me not long ago, as we spoke of the importance of quality communications in the Church's quest for evangelization. New forms of technology, he said, reach new audiences. But there's also a need for a new creativity, the need to stimulate the creative imagination.
And to encourage people to find a way to tell the stories that we need to tell that will enrich and excite the imaginations of the people of today.
Jim MacDonald is Director of Advocacy at the World Catholic Association for Communication.
And it's all very well to have all the technologies in the world, but if we don't have the artists, the storytellers, the myth makers, the filmmakers, the musicians, whatever they may be, if we don't have them, then we won't reach out and touch people in any society. So we mustn't forget that all these wonderful instruments don't mean anything if they're not filled with content that's really alive and vibrant and exciting for people.
Another important point is the fact that it is necessary for communicators to recognise that we live in a diverse and pluralistic world of many cultures and many religions. Jim said one of the contributions Catholic communicators can make is to help build bridges of mutual understanding.
What's clear is that in many parts of the world today, the media, for one reason or another, are not necessarily working to build bridges of understanding, but may in fact be contributing wittingly or unwittingly to dividing people. And so we have a grave responsibility to find ways to reach out and work with, dialogue with, collaborate with people of other views and other faiths and other cultures so that we can model a communication that builds up the common good and doesn't divide people one from another.
Yes, and although it's fun to work at the radio and to be part of communications, we're well aware of the grave responsibility we bear in trying to build the bridges of understanding. But speaking for myself and for my close colleagues with whom I work every day, we certainly try to do our best in announcing the Lord's message. just as the angel Gabriel did some 2,000 years ago.